For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
101.9 The Fox.
Feb, as you said before in your sports wrap, the fever around footy finals this year, and it's I'm so pumped. I've never been this excited, and my team's not even in the finals. But this game, Collingwood Melbourne on Friday, as somebody Collingwood Richmond on Friday, it's as a, somebody who's lived in a Melbourne girl through and through my whole life in this city. So you wouldn't understand this, Byron. But that is...
I've only lived here 10 years. No, I wouldn't. You're right.
That is intense. Like, Richmond v Collingwood.
Yeah, the two biggest clubs in Melbourne, supporter base-wise, membership-wise. Richmond have got over 100,000 members. So the capacity for the G's, a bit over 100,000, give or take a few hundred. It's huge. Like, tickets are going to be like hen's teeth.
Have you got one?
Oh, of course I do.
How did you get one?
I'm very lucky. Well, I'm a past player, so if you play over 200 games, you get access to tickets. But don't need to go there. I've got a player that lives in my house. So
you've got a premiership.
Whoa. Yes, you do.
That's Collingwood's theme song. No,
it's
Richmond.
Richmond's.
So I asked for a ticket because Mia's going, obviously. So
With her boyfriend, Daniel Rioli.
Yeah, well, he'll be playing Daniel. So I said, oh, well, Mia needs someone to go with her. She can't go by herself.
Well, why don't you use the tickets that you are entitled to and then give the other ticket, Daniel Rioli's ticket, to someone else?
What?
Well, you've already got tickets.
No, I just, well, I've got to email, do all that crap. I'd just rather get a ticket off Daniel. Because if I got those tickets, I wouldn't be able to sit with everyone.
Right.
So,
okay, cool.
Yeah, we're going. I'm looking forward to Friday night. You've got to get in there, get on the train.
Huge. What are you going to feed Daniel the night before?
Whatever he wants.
Bit of Wagyu steak.
No, he likes a seafood marinara before he has, like a pasta. Yum. He likes a pasta before he plays. So,
is that your specialty? Seafood marinara?
No, we order it. But I'll head over to the Cricketer's Arms, have a couple of frothies beforehand, just a traditional stuff down on Punt Road, and then go over with the faithful. I might even wear a Richmond scarf.
Oh, whoa.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm going to wear a scarf. I'm going to really jump on board the chicken train.
Go tight.
They are my second team. My mum barracked for Richmond.
Yeah, my mum barracked
for Richmond.
My
best mate was a captain of Richmond, so... I'm just going to jump on the tiki train.
I love that. Look at us, both of us, our second team's at Richmond.
Better even it up here.
Hey.
Got to even it up a bit.
Why?
Because there's another team in the game. Well, there's two teams.
Anyway,
I'll tell you what, there's a man downstairs that works for another radio station. If they get beat, his head's going to blow off.
Can we also just quickly talk about Melbourne, though?
Oh, I've got that song too. Yeah, absolutely.
No, because I, again, I have no affiliation with Melbourne. My grandfather did barrack for Melbourne. But I am so pumped for Melbourne supporters. Although, Fev, as you said this morning, earlier... how tough to get flights to West Coast at the moment?
Yeah.
They've gone through... How much is
it's flight? About 2,000 round trip, so very expensive. And it should cost about $600, so they've upped the prices.
I can't believe they're allowed to do that.
Yeah, I can't believe they're allowed to do that either. So some supporters obviously won't be able to afford that, which is upsetting for the supporters.
And then remember when Byron was really prejudiced earlier and he said, we'll suffer Melbourne supporters because they're all rich?
I didn't say the word suffer. All I said was that shouldn't be too steep for a Melbourne fan because they're all low. That's all I said.
Well, they're not all loaded.
See, you as a Sydney person have fallen for a stereotype
that
all the Melbourne supporters are silver tongues and loaded. That is absolute rubbish.
That's disgusting,
and it's an unfair stereotype.
It's a disgusting attitude.
Oh,
and also,
the
Melbourne Reserves, Casey, are playing in the grand final this week against the Box Hill Hawks, who Chris Newman, my best mate, he coaches them, so they play Sunday. So Melbourne's Reserves are also in the grand final. And I used to play for Casey.
Look
at that.
I set them up.
Nearly as exciting.
I set them up.
Set up the Scorpions.
7 years ago.
I'm glad you brought it up, but I'm not nearly as excited about it.
Well, it's good that both their sides are still in.
No,
about the bigger side.
Okay, thank you.
The A team.
101.9 The Fox.
Now, did you see this went viral? The weather reporter over in the States, obviously Hurricane Florence causing some devastation over there in the States. And a weather reporter, Mike Sidell, he got himself in some hot water. He was on the Weather Channel and there was footage of him battling what looked like ferocious winds. And he looked like he was honestly in his life
was
in danger.
I watched this about 100 times on the weekend.
Well, you sent it to me. It was pretty funny. And then just two guys in in shorts just stroll along the street behind him?
I think the caption was, watch this weather reporter as two dudes casually walk by. He looks like he's getting blown away and the two dudes are just eating chips.
Now, I really felt from Fev because I'm going to give away some trade secrets and I may not be allowed to do this. I may get into all sorts of trouble with fellow weather presenters. Because as a former weather presenter for Channel 7 Sunrise, ooh, I've got some secrets to give away. I'm nervous about this. If Mike Larkin's listening, he won't be happy.
Jane Bunn
certainly won't be.
Ropeable.
Denya, Grant will know what I'm on about. He'd fess up with me if he had to. So here's the thing. When I worked for the weather, was a weather presenter, you would follow the weather pattern. So when you heard that there was a low front approaching Queensland and there were going to be torrential rain, you'd get on the first flight and arrive there. Now, sometimes it was underwhelming. So you'd get there and obviously the producers of the show want some really dramatic footage.
So they set up a big fan?
Well, no, do you know what?
Just to blow your hair.
But it was my job that morning to find a location that looked like it was either, if I was going up to report on floods, I had to find a flooded area. And right. I'd often get there and go, look, it's all the water's receded. Right. And the instruction would be, just at least one road under, if there's one road under water.
You got to find it.
So the cameraman and I would go and we'd find it.
Is that when you were sitting up in a tree?
No, that was a promo.
Why were we up a tree when you did that?
Well, that was a promo. It was a commercial ad.
That was unusual.
And then what we'd do is you'd tighten the shot. So I remember there were really fierce winds in Melbourne and outside around Chirnside Park, Lilydale. And I was sent there to report on it. And one person's house did have a tree land on it. Couldn't find that house anywhere. And I'm ringing back going, I just can't find this house. It's got the... But otherwise, it's a really lovely sunny day here in Lilydale. And the pressure was on me. And then I did find, we found like it wasn't even a tree. It was like a tea tree, like a bush. Tiny bit of bush had fallen across the road. So we set the camera up there. And even the cameraman had to, you have to tighten the shot so tight that you couldn't see that everything else. Else around
it
was fine.
Great.
It was absolutely fine.
Never looked better.
But that's a secret that I don't. And so I feel sorry for this guy because he's got himself in all sorts. Whereas the pressure would have been on him to make that look as bad as it possibly could.
Yeah, he did a great job. He had his legs, they were quivering, and it was if it wasn't for those two blokes, just wrong timing. Because he nailed it. Before now, those guys walked past, it looked like it was a big tornado ripping through.
I have probably just given away a weather person's secrets that maybe we're never supposed to. I'm probably like one of those magicians, you know, that now, you know, David Copperfield then turns on the magician for giving away all the, you know, magician secrets.
Sure.
Probably wasn't supposed to do that. But I thought, Fev, we could open the phones, 131060, for anyone out there to reveal any of their workplace secrets.
Okay, things we wouldn't know about their jobs.
Like, this is like when you work in a deli and you've got to spray the deli meat with hairspray down the front to make it look really fresh.
Where'd you get that from?
I heard that one.
I don't think that's true.
Well, I don't know.
Okay.
This might be, this is anything that's a bit of a secret in your industry or your workplace.
Okay. Like a code?
Yeah, like just you're not supposed to tell customers
like with football,
or patrons.
Like Bali. We went to Bali and I got a black bag because...
What?
Remember when we went shopping and we barter and they gave Byron a red one because he was a sucker?
Yeah. Apparently they're colour-coded bags.
That's a secret. We got black bags because we were like, nah, I'm only paying 100.
Exactly.
So the storeholders...
Byron walked up and bought a T-shirt that was worth $3. He paid $100
for it. I may have paid a bit too much for it. But so they then give you a coloured bag so that all the other market holders go, oh, here comes someone that might fall for that one.
Yeah. Right. Just little secrets that your boss probably doesn't want consumers to know.
Got it.
We've got a voice disguiser, and even if that's not working, just whisper.
1019 The Fox.
We were just talking about workplace confessions that maybe you're not supposed to reveal. And I just talked about when I worked on Channel 7 doing the weather for Sunrise. When I would go to a site of there's either been a storm or a flood, the expectation on me was to find something that looked worse than it was, maybe. Because sometimes by the time you get there, the sun's shining and everything's passed.
Yeah, it's like a McDonald's boxy when I used to work there and people would say, oh, I want a cheeseburger with no pickle.
Mm.
So you just grab the burger from out of the heater, the thing that's in, and you just take the pickle out and give it to them. You know, cook a fresh one. That's a confession.
That's very good.
Would you at least have a glove on your hand?
Yes.
Yeah. Good. Well done.
I'm sorry. Hey, hang on. In spirit of this conversation.
Yes, good, excellent. Because what's this segment called, Byron?
Well, we didn't get a jingle made up for it, but I thought if we did have a jingle, we'd just go, Workplace Secrets. That's all it would be. So call up for your...
Just, Fev and I called it Confessions, and you changed it to Secrets.
Workplace Secrets /Confessions.
Okay, Hayley in Cranbourne. Hi, Hayley.
Hi, how you going?
Yeah, good, Hayley. Have you got a workplace secret that you're not supposed to tell us?
I had a giggle before when you said that they hairsprayed the deli meat to make it look fresher, and one of my first jobs was working in a deli, and my boss used to make us turn all the meat upside down, like when it started looking a bit dry.
Oh. And then,
like, it was so, like, really brown. And, like, in my first mind, I was like, I really want to throw it in the bin. But she's like, nah, just flip it. It'll sell with it.
Oh.
Yeah, but now, like, now I'm older and I go buy deli meat. I make them shave fresh for my kids.
Yeah, you've got to shave.
Flip it around.
Good idea.
I do that on the weekend. I went to Woolworths on Saturday to make the kids some ham sandwiches.
Yeah.
And I saw the ham in there and I thought, I wonder how long that's been sitting there. So I got them to get the fresh ham off the bone and shave it.
Oh, you're good. I've never asked for it to be freshly shaved.
Because you just don't know. It probably is. It's probably okay, but you just want to get
just,
fresh.
That one with Hayley was just flipping it over. Your suggestion that they put hairspray on it, I don't think
the
that...
The ones down the front
no,
to make that them look
that doesn't happen.
Glossy.
That doesn't happen.
Chris in Frankston. Hi, Chris.
Hi, guys. How are you going?
Good, Chris. What's your workplace secret?
Well, I'm a barista, and if you ask for skinny milk and I've got full cream milk in my jug, you're getting full cream milk.
I agree. I always say skinny latte.
Do people
I just say
notice
it's just,
the difference?
No, I can't tell the difference.
No, you can't.
Oh, that's brilliant.
You literally can't.
Well, you're not going to... You know, nothing's going to happen.
You're not going
to
super and go, oh, that's full cream. Nah, you don't do that. That's a good trick, though.
Tracy in Taylor's Lake. Hi, Trace.
Hi, guys.
Trace, what's your workplace secret?
Okay, so my workplace secret is I used to work in retail. And often customers will come in and look at an item and be like, oh, can you check if you have this in the back? And, like, we'd be like, no, but can you check? So we know our stock, don't force us. Anyways, so what we would do is just go at the back, hang out on our phone a little bit, talk to our, like, colleagues, come at the front, oh, sorry, don't have any.
Trace, I know that's true because I used to, when I worked at Meijer, I'd occasionally go into the shoe department and there were some girls that taught me that trick too,
right,
that just go back and pretend you're looking for whatever shoe they want. And now I'm so sus when I'm in shoe departments and you get a bit of attitude off the retail assistant. I never trust that they've gone and got the shoe.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks so much for calling the segment.
I'd also go back and eat aniseed rings.
Eat what?
Chocolate aniseed rings.
Separate challenge for another day.
Like
you all right?
Yeah. Well, no, we always used to have them behind the shoe counter.
101.9 The Fox.
Well, tonight at 8:30 on 10, our very, very good friend, in fact, the host of our show, Fifi Box, will be on Channel 10. And another good mate of ours on Have You Been Paying Attention will join you, Fifi.
Yeah, we're going head to head, me v Ed Cavalier.
Oh, thank God you didn't say Sam Pang. Hello, guys. Good to be here. It is great to be here, friends. Fifi, looking forward to it. It's been too long since you've been on the show.
It has, and I'm coming back and I'm going to attempt to take you down, Ed.
She's got a lot to live up to because in the ads it says, the hilarious Peter and the hilarious Fifi Box.
Yeah, it does. I haven't seen the
ad. So you better be funny.
So I've got to be funny. That's no pressure.
No pressure. That's like Fev in a game. Did you ever have a coach say to you, hey, mate, no pressure, but we need about 7 today?
Yeah.
Actually, Fev would have been the one who's gone, have you gone out and seen 90,000 on the MCG?
Oh, did you do that? Did you ever do that to Terrence Hayes?
I was like,
a little bit of pressure.
Nah, 90,000, I'd usually kick 8 or 9. If we played like a GWS and there was like 10,000, I'd just kick one.
Yeah, kick one.
You save it for the fans.
Have a seat in the stands. Hey, I want to talk about another Channel 10 show because I know that we've all been dealing with The Bachelor. Mm. So the weird thing about this series of The Bachelor is that another Channel 10 show.
That no one cares.
The girls are just leaving.
Yeah.
The ones you want to watch are leaving.
Yes. He can't. Like, I saw him give a rose to a sound guy. There is no one left at this show. And I think the reason is because he only talks in those Aussie-isms.
Yes.
I'm busier than a bricklayer in...
Baghdad.
Yeah, Baghdad, which he got annoyed at me. Because I said to him, mate, you need to update the reference. Baghdad's relatively stable.
I think it was... You're as busy as a one-armed man in Baghdad.
Yeah,
what did he
exactly.
say to you?
And I said, maybe a town in Syria that starts with something like that. And he said to me, maybe you should update. Ooh, I'm like, is he on? I'm not an iPhone. What are you talking about?
Honey badger.
I know, you turned on me. All right. So what you've got in front of you, there's a game that we play where I think anyone, the problem with these sayings is that they don't have to make sense. They just need to sound like they make sense.
Okay.
And so I've come up with my game called the Honey Badger Saying Generator. Mm-hmm. So I've asked you guys to take from one of my three mugs. One is a motion. The second one's either got a occupation or an animal. And the third one is just a location. Yep. And so I can ask you anything, Fief, and this Honey Badger saying will make sense but not make sense. Fifi, you're coming on, have you been paying attention? You're being billed as absolutely hilarious. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling...
Here she plucks it out.
Classier than a taxi driver in a jewellery shop.
Works. There we go. Thank you very much.
Mate, I can make this game heaps quicker. Just play some of my highlights. I don't make any sense on radio.
No, is that right? Best newcomer, Brendan Favola.
He is.
All right, Fifi.
Only been in it for 3 years. Okay.
You got a. It's obviously Monday. You've had a weekend doing non-stop cashies.
Yes.
The footy show's absolutely flying. Brendan Favola,
how are you
feeling?
I'm dopier than a judge at a cowboy convention.
Works for me. Somebody sign him up.
That's
my game. Play along at home, friends.
That's quite fun. I mean, credit to him. He's selfless. He's talking about The Bachelor when really the big push is tonight, 8:30 on 10.
Exactly.
Have you been paying attention with Ed Cavalli and Fifi Box?
And while we've got Ed, I know, Byron, that we said maybe there was too much going on to do this, but could we, Ed, celebrate? I mean, have you been paying attention?
Yeah.
I'd argue Australia's most popular
very good
game
show
variety-based show.
Yeah, appreciate that.
We've got a little show we play on our show here at 20 past six every morning.
No.
Oh, come on. It's called Are You Smarter Than?
Ed's really good on this other on his show, and this is not a good segment.
Well, no, it's a great segment. We're really proud of it. It's just that when somebody doesn't necessarily get their way.
Ah, I see what you mean. I've never seen so much pointing.
The level of there's a lot of pointing in the studio
there's
at the moment.
A lot of finger pointing going on.
The level of sportsmanship. I mean, you guys all, you have your fun. It's a competitive quiz, but you'd like to think there's a general level of sportsmanship on your show. Not on Are You Smarter Than when Feb is in the hot seat.
Okay.
Question one, in which street does the British Prime Minister live?
Dowling.
No.
Close.
Oh. Is it Dowling Street?
Oh. So close.
It's not Dowling.
No idea.
It's Downing Street.
He's hit the microphone. He's stormed out.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same thing. There's a massive difference.
He's gone.
He left. Storm out.
10 minutes. Gone.
Ed,
What's up, buddy? What's up, buddy?
I felt dopier than a judge at a cowboy.
There he goes. It works. It works. And now he's off again.
And he's left.
See you tomorrow, Fev.
101.9 The Fox.
Tell you what you don't expect 6 weeks after getting married, Fev. You don't expect to find your new husband in the bedroom with your Aunt Lorraine.
What the?
And that is exactly what has happened to a poor lady who married her dream man. They got married 6 weeks later, came home from work early. He's in bed with Aunt Lorraine.
Yeah, he actually, you know what she said to him? Would you like some quiche? And she went, he went, yes.
Hang on, is this a fact?
little did she know that old quiche Lorraine was the auntie.
Get out. You've peaked for the week. You can leave.
I didn't even see your run-up. I thought, how has he gotten more information on this story than I have? That's all I was thinking. Well done. Yeah,
that's a good gag.
Gear.
Good gear.
You know, it's bad enough when you find out that your partner's cheated on you, but to find out they've cheated on you within the family, that's never... It's
not going to go down well,
no,
is it?
No, for anyone involved. That's family relationships broken. Obviously, your relationship broken.
There's plenty of more other people. If you're going to do it, you don't go inside that. Because that just wrecks the whole family. You've wrecked everything.
You often say that, Fev. There have been people who have said you don't do it in the football team.
You just don't do it at all.
Well, that would be preferable, obviously. But there are tiers of this. And I think that is the
family
most serious.
Family is a no-go.
Yeah, surely.
Family is a no-go. But we thought, while we're talking about it,
sleeping with family.
Auntie Shaz, what are you doing here?
My partner slept with my auntie.
What the f***?
There we go. It's a good segment.
Have you kept it in the family? Now, maybe not you, but maybe
you want a word out like that? Are you happy with that?
Oh, I love that.
keeping it in the family. 131060. Maybe somebody in your family.
Does your family have your own Lorraine?
Yeah. Have you got a Lorraine in your family? Or maybe you can speak secondhand for another family that you're aware of.
Dave specifically wants a Lorraine type. Yeah. He wants to hear those types of stories.
In the family.
Okay.
Everyone's got an Aunt Lorraine, haven't they?
Give us a call. 131060 is the number.
1019 The Fox.
A bride married 6 weeks walked in on her new husband in a cuddling scenario in her bedroom with her Aunt Lorraine. Oh. You don't expect your aunt to cut your lunch. Well, I'm being, you know, it's breakfast radio.
Oh, I understand.
I'm not being too graphic. And worse than that, the aunt has no guilt. She said,
Lorraine?
No, I feel no guilt about this, whatever.
Jeez. Aunt Lorraine's gone off, hit the jackpot.
Isn't she?
Anyway, would you like your jingle for the...
Yeah.
I would love that.
Great, here we go.
Sleeping with family.
Auntie Shaz, what are you doing here?
My partner slept with my auntie.
What the f***?
There are a lot of fish in the sea. Why you would have to fish in that little pond in your family? It happens. It gets complicated. We've got Daisy in Cranbourne. Hi, Daisy.
Good morning, guys.
Now, Daisy, this is a bit complicated. Take us through your keeping it in the family scenario.
Okay, so my cousin's first boyfriend ended up turning gay, and so she wasn't coping very well with that, so she ended up stealing and marrying her sister's ex-boyfriend.
So...
Can we rewind? That's a lot of steps.
Yeah,
her boyfriend
was gay.
And her then first boyfriend was gay.
And then I'll just get the ex-boyfriend of the sister.
I know, but you know what? That's poor behaviour to her sister, but she's blaming the fact that her ex turned out to be gay on her poor behaviour. Is that right?
Pretty much. It's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Sleeping with family.
Auntie Shaz, what are you doing here?
My partner slept with my auntie.
What the f***?
At least I'll break it up.
Yeah, they're exes.
They're exes. Yeah,
lots of exes. Stuff.
Yeah, good work.
It's good.
28 past.
That's a good one.
28 past 7.
1019 The Fox.
Our mate Fat Man Scoop, who will be performing at R&B Fridays Live. He's pretty happy at the moment. Remember last week when Scott Morrison, our Prime Minister, uploaded, it was a 4-second meme. It was so quick. It was basically just a meme of the guys in Parliament all putting their hands up with Fat Man Scoop going, put your hands up. Anyway, Fat Man Scoop got hold of this and he realised this came to his attention. When we know Fat Man Scoop well, he loves any publicity he can get. Anything.
Yeah.
And he immediately...
Remember when Fat Man Scoop visited here for 5 minutes but was still here 3 hours later?
Yeah. He's like a moth.
He loves it.
We love Fat Man. He's great for the party.
Anyway,
hangs around.
Well, then he tweeted Scott Morrison and said, yo,
Is that what he said? Yo!
He said, yo. I haven't got that exact tweet in front of me, but he's like, yo, if you want to come to R&B Friday Lives as my guest, that'd be great. Scott Morrison wrote this back, Prime Minister Scott Morrison, definitely keen for R&B Friday's Fat Man Scoop. By the way, probably best to send me the PG radio version of your song because you got into a bit of hot water.
Gotcha.
Scamo.
So now, Fat Man Scoop has run with that.
I think he's sort of joking, right? I mean, ScoMo's just having a bit of fun.
There is no way. I'm not going to say it because I'll end up having to do it if he does. Like, I was going to put down a bet. There's no way Scott Morrison is going to get up at R&B Friday's
Can we get him on?
I'd love to do that.
We'll work on that.
We've got every other Prime Minister on.
But then Fat Man.
Because he might get the arse soon, so we'll get him on before he gets
I mean, he's more than welcome. I mean, I'd love to see ScoMo and Fat Man Scoop up on stage together. But you know what Fat Man's gone and done? He's done that thing, that needy thing you do when you like a guy or you like a girl and you go over the top. So Scott Morrison has written like a one-line tweet back to him saying, yeah, definitely. Fat Man has gone crazy. He's going, I am so... This is his tweet back to Scott. I am humbled to have my voice rocking in the highest offices of the Australian government. I was on a flight to London. He goes into a lot of detail while all this was happening. He continues. It's a humbling experience to be recognised by a high official. Anyway, then he's continued by saying, hey, seriously though, Scott, DM the guys at Mushroom Sony Music and also DM a guy called Nigel. Like, he's actually trying to have a conversation with the Prime Minister who sent a very offhand tweet.
Yeah, it's interesting, Boxy, because he's just in, Fat Man's just invited ScoMo to R&B Fridays. Mm. I don't think Fat Man realises that it's probably harder to get tickets to R&B Friday than Collingwood Richmond this Friday night. It's unbelievable.
101.9 The Fox.
Hey, Fev, remember last week when we had Jess and Norm from The Block in the studio and
Hall Pass.
Norm had nominated me as his Hall Pass.
Mm. Apparently, how did that go?
He'd done it quite a few years ago before he and Jess were on The Block. So obviously when you nominate your Hall Pass, that's the person that you ask permission to basically have a fling with, and it's within your marriage or your partnership.
I did a bit of research on this couple.
Oh, yeah.
Because I was quite interested about Norm and how he become, you become his Hall Pass. Do you know how they met?
How?
So they were out at the Sunny Coast one night she'd been kicked out of a pub for being too drunk.
Do you know this is all true?
This is true.
Okay.
And then she went to the next door to get a pizza. And she was really drunk and she couldn't get her money out and she was dropping it everywhere. So the pizza store kicked her out as well.
Oh dear.
She went to the side of the path and there was a young chap sitting there having a full pizza, sitting down. And she said, how about, can I have a slice of your pizza? And he goes, well, if you give me your number, I'll give you a slice of my pizza. And she goes, well, if you give me some pizza, I'll give you more than that. And then they ended up dating. That's how they met.
That is a great story.
They shared
story.
A pizza.
Wow.
What a wonderful story.
Well, his Hall Pass.
Well, yeah, okay. Well, he never assumed, obviously, he and I would meet.
Classy couple, like,
but
for
then,
sure.
But then we met, and to make things less awkward, Fev, obviously that would never happen. I mean, that's a joke. Hall passes are really a joke.
Well,
anyway, you gave him a cardboard cut out of me. So the poor guy, Norm, from The Block, had to leave our radio station holding a giant life-size cardboard cut out of me. And then, unfortunately for Norm, he got papped. So there are
the paparazzi found him
and took photos of him, as you can see there, Fev, walking down the street, holding me in cardboard form.
Yeah, it's very interesting. He did say to us, or me off air, he goes, oh, geez, I'd love the half Fifi, half Jess. With a lot.
Oh, I get it. Pizza joke. Good gear.
Thank you.
Did you write that down?
No, just...
Okay, just checking.
Mate, when you're a comedian, you come up with this stuff.
Well, I feel for Norm because that was a lovely gesture where you tried to compromise and make him feel like he got me but didn't get me.
Yeah, well, rumour has it that he left it in the studio.
I know. And then, well, rumour has it it's in the Block bathroom in their apartment. Just well, hanging out in the bathroom.
He probably just thought it was a sight gag. He didn't actually... Well, and then one of our producers said, no, please take it. It's a gift. We'd like you to take it. And so then he's awkwardly still holding it.
Awkward, he had to walk around with that and not know what to do with it. That is a gift, obviously, that's annoying. And he took it with good grace and probably hated it and thought, where am I going to put this? Where's the nearest dumpster?
It doesn't work.
What?
Well, the cardboard doesn't work.
No, it certainly doesn't work. It wasn't, it's
he
just,
wanted the real thing.
Okay. Anyway. Annoying gifts. This people can give you something that is really annoying. For instance, when I went to visit some relatives over in America, and it was Christmas time in New York, and Trixie was only about 18 months at the time.
Right.
And they got her like a giant car toy, but it was like about 8 kilos.
Oh.
And it was size of, oh, I don't know, what do you call it? How's that big?
That's quite visual. She's making gestures with her hands.
I'm not good with measurements.
It's a large gift.
It was a large vehicle.
That's annoying.
That doesn't fit in a suitcase.
Yeah.
We had to then send it home. 131060, annoying gifts. What have you been given that's just annoying?
Yeah, we had Kris Kringle one year and it was like $50 in each for our family. My auntie got me a football. Bro. I've got heaps of footies. It's annoying. What do you give? I want a football. It'd be like giving you a microphone. You don't want that.
Well, no, I've got nowhere to put my microphone. Yeah. You've got lots of places to kick a footy.
Yeah, but I've got about 15 footies at home. What
it's
are
annoying.
For? It's annoying.
It's an individual
give
thing.
Me a bottle of beer, a bottle of bourbon.
You were
or
a kid.
13.
No, this was like not long ago.
131060, your annoying gifts that you've received. We will take your calls after the break right here on The Fox.
101.9 The Fox.
Literally had to dump myself then. I've had to press dump on literally on myself.
Byron.
I called the radio station by a rude word.
That's my favourite moment of the year.
I was thinking of the next thing I was about to say, and I've gone and mucked up. You know when you're two steps ahead of yourself?
What's the radio station called?
It's called
Byron?
The Fox.
Yep, the Fox.
That's the station. Yes.
Less Instagram, Fox. More work.
1310. I was not on Instagram. 1310 60 is the number, Fief. Before all that nonsense, what was happening?
Well, we were talking about annoying gifts because when Jess and Norm from the block came in the other day, because I was Norm's hall pass, but obviously we couldn't give me as a gift, Fev gave him a life-size cutout of me, which he awkwardly had to carry out of the building and into a taxi, and he got Pat doing it. It's a news story. I mean, that's annoying for him. Now, we've said, what are annoying gifts that you've received, or maybe in retrospect you realise that you've given someone? Vanessa from St Andrews Beach. Hi, Vanessa.
Hi.
Vanessa, now, is this an annoying gift your mother-in-law gave you?
Yes. A couple of Christmases ago, she got me a bin from Woolworths, just a small bin, and filled it with tins of food.
Oh. did she think that a natural disaster was on its way and you needed to stock up on tin food?
No, she was trying to make a hamper.
Oh, and then just went with a bin.
That's annoying, isn't it?
That's amazing.
Thanks, Vanessa.
Kelly in Gisborne. Hi, Kelly.
Hi, how are you?
Good, Kelly. What's a annoying gift you've been given?
Well, about 14 years ago, I was dating someone for about 6 months and my birthday was coming up, and on my birthday, he gave me 4 self-help books.
Oh. Just look to improve things a little bit.
Pardon?
Don't worry about it.
that's
awful,
really...
isn't it?
Were they useful, Kel?
No, they went straight to the op shop, and yeah, I think he could have read them.
Himself.
It's annoying.
You should have re-gifted him.
And slightly offensive. Yeah. Hurtful. And Patricia in Mornington. Hi, Patricia.
Good morning.
Good morning, Patricia. Now, what have you been given by a sister-in-law?
Okay, so I've been making candles for the last 12 years of my own business. Every year, my sister-in-law, Debbie, gives me a really cheap Kmart candle. She's been on her face, smirk, super proud, anything to annoy me.
Oh, does it deliberately. Well, there we
exactly.
go.
Exactly.
That's the same as me
funny.
Getting a footy.
Yeah.
Same thing. You don't want it.
Well, people think you kick footies over fences and need new ones.
How would I kick a footy over the fence?
Because you're so good at it. You
no,
just kick it far.
I'd kick it where it needs to go.
All right.
You don't have goalposts in the backyard.
You just use 2 trees.
Really?
Alpha Bucks kids.
I was giving you a compliment.
Back tomorrow.
That you would kick the ball so far because you're so amazing.
No, because I know how far. If I'm in a backyard, I've got to just take a little bit of heat off and just go bang.
Okay.
Is this
the
done? How's this going?
Oh, mate, you just dumped yourself. Don't worry about us.
All right. Just drag you on a little bit. Well done, Lucy, today. Sacred Heart Parish School in Sandringham. Earned some money for her school to put towards the library. Well done. Tomorrow we're going to play again. Alpha Bucks Kids at 8 a.m. where students play on behalf of their school to win the 10 grand for their school. So that's great. And then Alpha Bucks Standard Edition, 7 a.m. tomorrow.
We would have been done 3 minutes earlier if you didn't have to dump yourself.
I know. Byron, what's the name of the radio
1019
station?
The Fox.
For resort living every day, live at Mandalay. From $399,900 for eligible first home buyers. As well as the championship golf course, clubhouse, gym and pool, it's only 40 minutes north of Melbourne.
1019 The Fox.